Good evening, Tufts. Good evening, Medford. This is DJ Chris Tsai, and you're listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How is everyone doing tonight? It is a balmy Thursday night over here. I'm wearing a hoodie for the first time in a long time, and we have a special guest on air. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Crap, we didn't actually go through how I was going to introduce myself on here.
This is Zach. I've had him on my show a few times.
Not in person. This is the first time, to be honest. So,
yeah.
Not sure if you want to treat that as a good or a good thing or not. It's not a bad thing. It could just, at the very most, be interesting change of pace.
Yeah, no, this is gonna be fun. Don't worry about it.
It's been a while since I've done anything on the air, so you know.
Yeah, no, we'll talk a little more about your radio history at some point.
Oh,
but for now, we are going to start off with the album Leaf. I have brought them on air before, I believe. The last time I did so, though, was probably my second semester sophomore year. I just did an all album Leaf show, and
I think that might have actually been one of the first times that I actually heard you do your show.
Yeah, maybe. No, almost certainly that was a good show. I do remember, but. The album Leaf did just come out with a new album just earlier this year, and they're
doing a new album Leaf.
Oh God,
I'm sorry. It was required.
Bad pun count one. We're gonna keep counting to see how many we can get to this show. Anyway, they released a new album. They went on tour. They came to Boston. I went to see their show. It's actually my second time seeing them because I went to go see them in Taipei a few years ago. But I'd like to play you a few tracks from their new album. I also happen to have some live recordings from the concert, which I'd like to share with you. So, without further ado, this is Back to the Start from the album Leaf's newest album, Between Waves.
Thank you.
That was Lost in the Fog by the album Leaf on their most recent album Between Waves, and before that was Back to the Start on the same album. So, Zach, you've listened to a bit of the album Leaf before. What did you think of that?
Well, I mean, they definitely have a very sort of, I don't know, kind of really laid back sound. I mean, a lot of their stuff kind of has this very particular mood about it, and it's very kind of cohesive, I think. Unfortunately, I haven't listened to it nearly as much as you have, but I mean, it's definitely I've enjoyed what I have heard.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, it's actually one of the bands I've listened to for the longest periods of time. I mean, I found them.
Yeah, you've told me.
It's weird because I found them, you know, in high school, I believe, before I even started listening to a lot of the music that I listen to now. Because a lot of the music that I listen to now was in. I mean, I got introduced into a lot of these genres in a way by my freshman roommate, Alex, who is now the MD at WMFO. But
hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex. If you happen to be listening to this, you probably aren't. Yeah, you're probably too busy doing work or something like that.
That's college for you.
Yeah, it is.
I should know. I just graduated. But yeah.
Well, yeah, you're not like burdened with work like I am now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, bad pun count too. And so, why is that a bad pun?
Well, I guess that's a kind of decent segue, because Chris may or may not have thrown me on the air without giving me a chance to, like, oh, whoa, what am I going to be using on air? Because I actually do have history. If you haven't heard me on Chris's show before, I probably brought up multiple times that I actually came to know Chris because I was a DJ back when I was in college. I was at WHUS down at UConn, their college radio station. And when I did shows there, I went by the name Bird Boy. And so, I don't know, the bird thing seems to be a little bit of a ongoing theme with me, I suppose.
Bad pun count, 2. So how much higher is that number going to get by the end of the show?
I don't know, I'd like at least one of them to not be me.
We'll see.
You didn't determine. I don't think we determined whether or not a high pun count was necessarily punishable or not.
Punishable?
3.
There we go. Oh boy. Anyway, so here's something interesting from the album Leaf. One of my favorite tracks from them is actually the very first track off In a Safe Place, just because it deviates from a lot of their other stuff in the sense that it's almost very, it's very orchestral in a way.
And more ambient?
I mean, definitely more ambient. You do see their turn towards a more electronic ambient on their most recent album, but, you know, I don't really enjoy the way they did that, whereas, you know, the way that they dealt with ambience in this track was really great, and it goes in.
Sigur Rós.
Oh yeah, no, definitely, it's definitely inspired by Sigur Rós, and in fact, Sigur Rós worked with the album Leaf on In a Safe Place way back in 2003, I believe, 2003, 2004, sometime around then.
I think it was like 2004. I think I checked recently.
Yeah. And so Sigur Rós worked with them, and the influence absolutely comes out when Sigur Rós tends to use this made-up language for vocals, and someone from Sigur Rós comes in on one of the tracks and uses that in A Safe Place. I can't quite remember what track that is off the top of my head, but if you give me 5 seconds, I believe that streams are Over the Pond or Streams. I think it's Over the Pond. Or the yeah, one
I think,
of them.
I think I do actually one remember that on the album. Yeah.
Yeah, but they happen. But from what I hear, you know, from other people who go to the album Leaf shows, Window never shows up on their set list. And so when I went to their show in Boston, I was delighted to hear Window, and then people went bonkers when it transitioned into something that wasn't the next track on the original album that Window was released on. It was, you know, another track that gained a lot of popularity from another album.
Don't say the track name. Surprise.
surprise them.
Yeah, no, we'll surprise you. So this is Window followed by a surprise track. This is a live recording from their Boston show. We hope that you enjoy.
It's alright if you want to make some noise.
is Falling from the Sun by the Album Leaf from off their album A Course of Storytellers, and before that was Window. Both of them were live versions recorded at the Sinclair.
Falling from the Sun, I thought that was off Into the Blue Again.
No, it's off A Course of Storytellers.
Wow,
So they, I mean, which is really impressive given that they had a direct transition between two songs off two different albums 7 years apart from each other. And it worked just as seamlessly as it did, you know, going from Window to Thule.
On the other hand, people could argue that might be because half the album's Leaf songs sound the same. But we're going to go with just because it was serendipity.
Well, no, I mean, like, you could argue that the tempi being similar actually helped the transition. Regardless, Zach actually has a public service announcement for you guys. So,
oh, wonderful. Yeah. So let's see if my radio voice is still up to snuff after being off of radio waves for, what has it been, like 5 months?
It's not that long.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call them on the phone at 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational and Freeform Radio. I'm not sure how long this has been sitting in here, but yeah.
Yeah,
fun fact.
If they're near the front, I mean, they probably haven't been sitting there that long. Let me see the binder.
Fun fact, at WHUS, I at some point did do a number of PSAs and SPAs, and I think one of my, at some point, like one of my older station promos ended up actually getting, like, randomly submitted into one of the college music journal conferences and coming in like second place.
Wait, what? You didn't tell me this?
This was like a while back, and it was like this was, I think, in 2015, and it was like a 2013 SPA that was literally like 10 seconds long. It was like, "You're chilling with the best," like all glitchy, like radio, the one and only radio. Well, this was WHUS's old name. Radio for the people, WHUS 91.7 FN and WHUS.org. And then I made some joke about it, like the stuttering was because it was cold or something.
Oh.
I can't feel my face.
Man, there's some old ones in here. Like, I don't know how long this is. I mean, they're at least, I mean, sure, some of these are at least 2 years old.
I just realized I brought a flash drive with me that I think has old WHUS SPAs on it. Okay.
Don't play those on the MFO station.
I know, I'm just saying. I remember that we've discussed one that is particularly infamous between us.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying we need to. I'm just saying it's an idea. We can pass it. I'm sorry.
Let's not play that doggone PSA.
Four.
That's an inside joke. Anyway,
So does that not count? That was a bad. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. No. Here's two more from the album Leaf. Let me play one more that they did live at the show. This is On Your Way, off their album In a Safe Place, and then one more that they recorded, Wherever I Go, from their 2006, I think. Yeah, 2006 album Into the Blue Again. So, yeah, enjoy. Thank you.
all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Hello, we are back on the air, and we do have someone else who has joined us since the last mic break. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, you might recognize me. I'm on air a lot. I hang out at the station a lot.
I think most people who listen to this recognize you at this point. Fun fact, Alex and I were actually freshman roommates. And
I know it. And Chris knew me when I first became music director.
Oh, yeah, I did. And I knew you before that, too.
Yeah, you did.
What was our first interaction like the summer before freshman year? It was all like, I mean...
I think you messaged me on Facebook.
Yeah, we didn't say much at the time.
It
was just like, hey, want to get a mini fridge.
We were
the only room in the suite who didn't end up getting a mini
fridge.
That's
because we're not high maintenance.
That's true.
We're better than that.
But we did spend money on vending machine food in the end.
Dude, oh my God. I don't even want to talk about how much money I spent on vending machine food in sophomore year. I lived
sophomore
on the,
year?
Yeah, on
oh,
the first
west,
floor west,
right.
And it was right outside my door, so I'd go out there all the time. I literally must have spent probably $300 on Cheetos. It's awful.
Oh, God.
I don't think I'm ever going to fully forgive myself for that.
Well, no, I mean, now I actually pick Zach up at South Station tonight. So nowadays, what I do is I make Chinatown trips. If I go eat with a friend or something, I just go there, pick up groceries, pick up Chinese snacks, and then just take a giant bag home full of them.
There you go.
Did you know pork belly is $3 a pound in Chinatown?
That's savage. No way.
Yeah,
is it good pork belly?
It's good pork belly.
What store?
I mean, just the local Chinese market. You got to be able to speak Chinese to talk to them.
Oh, brutal.
Dude, I'll take you sometime. We should go to Chinatown
and
grab Chinese barbecue or dim sum because we never made it out as a group to have dim sum.
That's actually true. How about we just do a freshman year roomie bonding where we just get like...
Dude, we haven't done that. We haven't done that in a while.
Super messed up and go out and eat good food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Geez, I feel like the third wheel here, and I'm the boyfriend.
No, listen. See, Chris's boyfriend is always gonna have an obscenely special place in my heart. So,
I'm not sure whether to feel flattered or creeped out.
Did you manage to get that working by any chance?
I don't know. Are you hearing anything?
Well, I mean, we never tested. I mean, we can do a quick 5-second test if you want to.
You know,
is it playing?
No, I'm just scrubbing through, and I don't know what the deal is. It's like, I mean, am I?
Can you
using the right,
can troubleshoot or I haven't used the?
I'm not. Give me a sec. It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't see why it wouldn't be working.
Weird technical issues. We apologize for the inconvenience. Oh. There we go.
Okay, wow. That's it. Yeah, I guess we're good to go.
Yeah, we're good to go. Would you like to tell us what you're putting on the air?
To be honest, when I did a lot of stuff at WHUS, I was very much into more electronic stuff. My solo show actually was made up mainly of mixed electronic stuff, but since I was very involved in screening the new music that came into the station, I ended up gravitating towards a lot of their more, I guess, sort of electro-pop stuff and other just like stuff that was maybe like electronic, but not necessarily club electronic. I've also, you know, kind of mentioned to Chris, like, hey, I'd like to maybe show you some stuff at some point. And this is actually off an album.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, this is actually the song I'm actually going to start off with is actually off an album that I wanted to show Chris for a while now. Sorry. Actually really, no, it's okay. It's okay. You've been busy. An album from an artist by the name of Sohn, S-O-H-N. The album's called Tremors. A lot of really interesting stuff. Some, I guess, soul and R&B influences in it as well. But I'll just give you a little taste of that. And the track I'm going to start off with is called Lessons. And after that, I think I might play a track by a group called The Hicks. And you'll hear that when it happens. So starting off, this is Lessons by Sohn. This is WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you. was The Street Gang by Alarms. Sort of a, that's actually one of the EPs I actually keep coming back to when I'm end up playing stuff on the air. It's just one of those random finds that I ended up coming across. Again, the name of the group is Alarms, A-L-A-R-M-S. The EP is called I Am Now, and it's just, you know, just feels very complete. Before that, we heard Tangle by the Hicks off their EP of the same name. Really great sort of soulful stuff. And we started off with Lessons by Son off their album Tremors. So, yeah. should I keep talking before we actually get to the hour? Should I just...
You stumbled across some pretty great finds, to be honest. That's my mic.
Okay, I might as well just say it now. You're listening to 91. What's the station number? Sorry. Oh, wait. Where am I looking?
Right there.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I keep on wanting to say 91.7, but that's WHUS. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. This is The Rainbow Theorem with DJ Chris Tsai. We're coming up to our second hour, approaching the second hour.
Second hour is where it gets fun, honestly.
Yeah.
I used to have...
I'm obviously not Chris Tsai.
Yeah, no, this is Bird Boy.
Yes, I'm Bird Boy. I do the bird thing with the... I don't know. I'm not sure where I was going with that.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Tweet, tweet.
That's chirp to you, you little dingus.
Chirp. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Wow. I mean, you're not a lieutenant, though.
I don't know what the heck that joke was supposed to
be. Lieutenant Chirp. Six.
That's not a... I don't know if we should count that. That wasn't a pun. It was just an inside joke.
No, that's awful. Don't count that. Don't count that. That's an inside joke. We're sorry,
that
Alex.
That was shameful. Well, I mean, okay, I guess... I mean, you know... You two can talk about being Tufts roomies things. We can talk about other... Whatever.
Hey, remember around this time last year when there was a piece of toilet paper on the wall? Not last year, sorry, 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, our poop chart. Dude.
Oh no, clearly Zach wants to know this story now.
Chart was seriously tight.
I'm not sure if this is one of those things that I want to know, or I don't know why my mic sounds weird in my head. Sorry.
No, there's definitely something up with the board.